and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by S&C Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
106 to 80. By the way, this goes out to all seven actual NBA fans along with me here in Des Moines. Appreciate you. This is dedicated to you. The Minnesota Timberwolves, the NBA affiliate of our Iowa Wolves that play downtown at Wells Fargo Arena. They're up 2-0 on the Denver Nuggets, the defending champs, after blowing them out yesterday. The second straight time they have handled Denver, in their building. Anthony Edwards, soon to be the face of the NBA, with 27.
Edwards on top. He'll put up a three. Bullseye!
The call on TNT, Karl-Anthony Towns also had 27 and got praise from Ant-Man.
It's fun, man, knowing I got somebody alongside me that can get a bucket at any given time. If he got the hot hand, keep giving it to him. You know, we both unselfish players. We don't care who night it is. It doesn't matter, man. In the playoffs, you know, it's always a team win. Cat did a great job of starting it off tonight because I definitely came out sluggish and slow. But eventually, Cat gave me some energy and found it.
They're up 2-0. You want some more Des Moines connections, some more Iowa connections? I got you. Not Reed, who plays for the Timberwolves, the sixth man of the year in the NBA. He played for the Iowa Wolves. Want some more? I got you. Luka Garza, who played at Iowa, was the AP National Player of the Year, one of the greatest men's players in the history of Iowa basketball. He played for the Iowa Wolves. You actually see his face on Wells Fargo Arena when you drive by over there on the east side of the building. How about some more? Former Iowa State point guard Monte Morris plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves and got some run last night. Gets some minutes occasionally off the bench, especially in blowouts like this one last night. The Timberwolves now up 2-0, closest NBA team to us in proximity, and everyone is talking about this team being on the rise, on the come. Rudy Gobert sat this one out for the birth of his kid, maybe the best defensive player in the NBA, and it didn't matter. The T-Wolves still strangled the Denver Nuggets. Game 3 coming up tomorrow as Minnesota is up 2-0.
Did you know, Wicket, that
oh God,
they used to be just called the Wolves?
The Minnesota Wolves?
No, the team here.
Yeah, the T-Wolves.
They used to just be the Wolves, and then they found Mentality and added the T. It's kind of like before you found Mentality, you used to spell Wicket with one T.
Did not know that.
And then there was a second T added.
I don't believe we added
of Mentality.
Yeah, lowtusa.com.
Did you get to first base at least?
Wicket. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not an idiot.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.